and every 4 years, this ship got totally painted. I remember my second half of my sophomore year. I can still take you out there from the forward of the house to the main hatch. I had to chip it, scrape it, clean it. My teacher came up and graded me on how I did that. And that time, the paint locker was back in number four house. Back to number four house, tell them what type of primer you needed, mix your primer, come back, do your priming, and he grades you on that. And then when you were done, you had to go back to the number four, what gray, because there were two shades of gray, depending on where you're painting the house today. And you had to mix your gray, you had to know whether you used linseed oil or paint thinner or whatever, and then you painted it, and that was your like a midterm exam for you.
So how did the curriculum work? It's obviously at least half of it's hands-on stuff of the ship, and then you go to the academic building and
to take the 3 R's.
Book learning, yeah.
Right.
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
When I first started, which was a year before them, it was a half a day on the ship, and it would bus us down to the main building. The second year, junior and senior year, it was a week on the ship and a week in the main building, which everybody loved because you didn't have to go back and forth.
Right, that's true.
You came right down to the ship and you worked the entire week.
You didn't live on the ship though?
No.
You commuted from wherever you lived?
Commuted from Staten Island, the Bronx, Brooklyn.
I grew up in Dog's Neck. You could walk up to Tremont Avenue, take the bus to Westchester Square, get on the train, take it down the 23rd or 28th Street, depending on what day it was, because 25th Street, where we were right in the middle of the same walking distance, and then you walk the ship, and in the evening, so for a 14-year-old to get on the bus, ride the train, that experience in itself.
And if you grew up in New York City, you know that your primary education, your elementary and junior high school years, you lived in your community.
Yeah.
Okay. When we went to high school, you ventured.
Right.
You no longer lived in your, this wasn't a regional high school. This was in another part of the world, in essence.
And one of the things about this school is you just didn't say, I want to come here.
Yeah.
I had to come down and be interviewed. Because they had a limited amount of students every year.
So you knew that you wanted to go, or did your parents want you to go?
Oh, I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I plan on making a maritime career my whole life.
My family, my uncles, I had three uncles in the Merchant Marine, and my father had sailed during the war in merchant steamers, and I loved the mechanical steam end of it, so that's why I couldn't wait.
I was going to go to one of the local high schools in the Bronx, and one of the fellows that I used to boat with and fish with, he said, why don't you try this school? I said, okay, and like Bob just said, you had to come down for an interview that you're qualified, and then they let you know if you were accepted.
What was the interview like?
Basically, they looked you over to see what type of a student you were. They looked at your marks, your attitude, your presentation.
It wasn't so much your grade. I remember one of the questions, why do you want to come to this school? Do you plan on going into the maritime service, or are you just coming here for an easy skate in high school? Questions like that. They wanted to know your intention and your personality. They knew what they wanted, and they had my grades there, but I don't remember answering a question about my grades.
No.
Because I was an average student, I was a BC student, up to D.
And there was no written test or anything like that?
No.
In-person interview.
Sat down with the captain, and I remember there were two people. I remember the second person. It was the principal who was Captain Schilling. Captain Schilling. And then there was another person. I don't remember who that was. They sat us down. My parents had to come. That was mandatory. And I told them, if your parents don't come, you don't go.